A listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy with a capital A to you, Hamish.
Ahoy with the full set of capital letters, 2 exclamation marks, wow, and an anchor to you, Andy.
Thank you. Ahoy with a lowercase a, but a capital H to you, Jack, like it's some kind of new app.
Oh, yes.
That you would see.
Ahoy back to you. I actually thought, Hamish, your ahoy had too much fake gusto in it with all the capital letters and exclamations.
Oh, it sounds like you had that prepared.
No, overcompensating.
Oh, what a nose.
Ahoy.
Very defensive.
Ahoy to...
Well, nothing to you, Jack. No, a flick of the beard. Yours a little shorter today, I noticed.
Yes, I've gone for the shave. But it's still a beard.
Did that come
I know
about?
You were getting... Jack was getting a lot of heat about looking too old.
Yeah, yes. Is that why you've gone a bit shorter?
Yes. Someone guessed my age a full 5 years above what it is.
Wow.
And coming from somebody who used to... I always got guessed younger than what I am.
Yep.
So
yep.
I've somewhere along the line, I haven't even realised, but I look now older than I am.
Probably it correlates with you getting up to do breakfast radio, my friend.
Yeah, if you're wondering.
Have I aged a lot in 2 years, be honest?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 100%. You're an old man. I look at photos when Sonny was born, who's now 6, I look at the photos of me there and I'm like, who is this fresh-faced boy? And then you're just like, oh, that's it. And your grey hair, just dried out skin. Just always asleep, always tired.
Yeah.
And you've had the thrill of the hours of having a baby, Jack, with none of the human connection.
He loves Christian. Loves Christian.
Connecting to the listeners.
We're both lucky enough to be on the show, Andy, and quite often you will see Jack holding Christian to his bosom in the ad break. So Christian is like his giant child. That's true.
Aim ahoy also to Rob Brown.
Ahoy, boys. Received a lovely Christmas gift this year. I got a $32 core flute box left under the tree that came with a bonus book. So well done. It's been a great read. Hamish and Andy and number 6, I had a double power move pulled on me at the local Dan Murphy's. I was... I kindly let a motorist out. I pointed to him, pointed to where I wanted him to go. He duly followed suit. Good. Then he wound down his window as if to motion a thanks to me. I've wound mine down, and he's given me the old number 12, down and dash. I was a bit flustered after that and didn't really know what to do, but hopefully you guys might be able to give me some advice should I encounter this moment a second time. Thanks, boys. Keep up the good work.
What's the number?
Quick question. What is the number 12 down and dash?
Is it number 12, maybe the middle finger, as if it's pointing up to 12 on a clock?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I assume that's what he's done.
Yeah, the guy who's fitting the bird. But I've never heard that term before.
Rob's gone, you go there, which is the very first power move we had on the show, pointing to someone who has to move in traffic anyway. Like, you go there.
You go there. Which I like.
And then the guy's done it and then returned fire.
Yeah, with another finger-based.
And then another finger-based.
Yeah.
Finger-based PM.
Yeah. To be honest,
what would
happen?
I'm absolutely spitballing here, but he did ask for some advice. Mm. I think I know the answer to this anyway. But if someone gives you the finger and you covered your eyes to show them it hasn't been received.
Yeah, I like it.
Who is the winner out of that stand-up? Because the person holding the finger longer, hoping it gets through, it's still you are in a position of vulnerability as the eye coverer.
But inside a car, you're probably not.
Yeah, in a drive-through.
Have a little bit of a peek through. So I'm seeing you give me the finger
but
now.
But I can see you peek. Can you? So now I feel
But we're in the studio right next to each other.
I can see you peeking.
Do you reckon from if you're a different car?
Maybe, because as soon as I know you're peeking. Yeah. I feel amazing because you are hiding. You're terrified to look at me, but you still are peeking.
It does mean you have to hold the finger up for a long time.
Yeah, you have to completely cover your eyes and listen to the sound of them driving off.
I like the idea. Hey, couple of quick updates.
Go.
Power Moves book, of course, last week was the order was the option there to buy the dishonourable second run, which is, of course, people that weren't quick enough to get the book in its first run. That's why
people have had no issue with the dishonour.
Yep.
They accept it.
They've flocked to it. It's nearly sold out.
It is nearly sold out.
At the time of recording, it's nearly sold out. So if you hear this one, you jump on. Hopefully you can get it. Otherwise, I don't think we're going to go through this again, are we? There's not a dishonourable third run or anything. I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
We do talk about the second edition, so Power Moves Volume 2.
That's what we'll do.
Maybe when we do that,
we'll just do the second edition we'll later on. But yeah.
When we do the second edition, would we sell the box set?
Oh, yeah.
And a lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox. I'm just adding bonuses now.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Power foods.
Anyway.
I don't know. But anyway.
That's the update there. Hamishnary.com if you want to check it out. Haim, the other update we have to do is the OnlyFans update.
Yeah. We had a stumble. We obviously had the stumble.
Yep.
Which was the situation where... it's bothersome getting into it.
I'm
just saying there was a URL situation. It was like, if you went, your OnlyFans website that I've been
curating,
facilitating, monetizing for the fans, very cheap, as cheap as you can go, $5 a month, is OnlyAndy247. That's the name of the account. Then someone actually got the at, like OnlyFans/OnlyAndy247. That's not us. So we are OnlyFans/official OnlyAndy247.
So we're official OnlyAndy247.
If you do it as
anyway, it doesn't matter. There's so little people going there, and I think there's a free trial.
Because we soft launched. That was the mistake.
The floppiest launch I've ever seen.
Not the rigidity of a launch you would normally want.
It was a noodle that had been in the water way too long.
It was like watching, if you're watching like SpaceX have a rocket launch. Yeah. And it turns out they were just launching one of those wiggly men from a car yard into space. So the bottom took off and the head flopped out. So it was a very floppy launch.
Yes.
However, the now that we've sorted it out, the fans that are figuring it out and getting through, and there are over 100.
Mm. And you just over 100, I would say. And you just do what it seems.
There are people leaving tips.
It seems like...
People are leaving tips, Ando.
How much?
How many dollars
were the tips? I'd
say... It doesn't matter because I want you to just feel the gesture.
If it's over $20 total, that'd be astounding. And guess what? It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
People want you to feel the gesture. They're sharing you with money to go, more, 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 give us more. We want more of this content.
You also have only uploaded 3 pictures.
I've told them. We're aiming for semi-daily and we're nailing that.
Semi-daily? It's weekly at the moment.
No, it's semi-daily and more vids coming through, just putting some edits on them, finishing the edits off. Yep. You can't start to. The thing is, I didn't want to, since it is a soft launch.
Who's snapping them out of our team? Because someone's just trying to catch me.
Bit of it's user-generated.
What do you mean?
Team-generated.
Okay. You're all
sometimes I get you. No, against you. We're all keen to feed the fans, feed the beast. And you don't have to. I've taken it off your plate. One less thing for you to do so you can focus on what you need to get done.
There's a free... Apparently, it's a free trial for a month.
Yep. Great deal.
Let's check in with this in a month and if there's anyone still there.
Oh, there will be. There will be.
No.
Because it's actually created quite a movement. Just quite a sub-movement. And now the fans are chatting to each other, I think. There seems a couple of messages I've heard. Well, a couple of messages I've been answering to are like, oh, my mate got me onto this, my mate Rob and stuff. And like, so the fans know each other and it's just a fun thing for a group of friends to do.
I don't think it is. And anyway, well,
they're loving it. The fans are loving it.
In 1 month's time.
Your fans are loving it. We've only had one person drop off. That is a good retention rate. What did I send to you the other night, Jack? And this was a week ago after the soft launch, before we clarified, exactly what because there was an imposter on there trying to just cash in on our hard work. Even during the soft launch, before we clarified, Jack.
Yeah, sent me a screenshot of somebody who donated $5.20, I think.
No, but the OnlyFans, they tell you what percentage of creators you're in. Even with a soft launch, you're in the top 21% of creators.
Oh, yeah, it said you're in the top 21%
of creators.
That rocketed by
now. That can't be right.
That's so bad. That's such bad news for OnlyFans.
Mm. No. It's such good news for us.
Did that mean just our like local area or something?
Must be.
That can't be right.
Not in your local area. No, it's just saying, hey... Well done. You're connecting with people. They're in. They want more. Give them more.
They're very much not. But anyway, 1 month you've got. We'll check in and see if anyone's still there.
Would you send me to help us get us through the month something hot?
No.
This is the trouble that I face here a bit, Jack, as the curator. I'm trying to satisfy this beast. They are chanting more, more, more.
Yep, no.
We want more and you won't.
No.
Just a top off.
No. There'll be no tops off. There's nothing.
I have access to a tops off that I've not.
What do you
I've
mean?
Not used. I have access.
Anyway.
I'm just saying, please, if you sent me one.
No.
That way you could get the lighting right.
No one goes. Please no one go, and please don't do
it. Please do. I'm gonna have to step in here and override that. I'm gonna have to say, as the curator of Only Andy 24/7 or at official Only Andy 24/7, please go and enjoy the content fest. It's an absolute we're serving up lots more this week.
1 month.
Must remember to do more.
Hey, a flurry of people over the government-mandated three-month break were writing in saying, give me a shot at Chit Chat Champions.
Yep.
Well, obviously, we had busy shows early, but it's time, I think.
It's time, Andrew, to test people's ability to execute small talk flawlessly.
Yep.
As we always say, the rules are you can't just ping back with a question. You have to add something to the conversation.
Yes.
Andy and I will have the identical piece of small talk with each other. We won't indicate when it's your turn to talk. That's part of the skill of being good at small talk. You identify the right gap and you approach it with gusto and something that's interesting enough to kick the conversation along.
We've got two competitors standing by, so let's jump into it.
Chit me with your best chat. Natter away.
Chit Chat Champion.
Dane, ahoy to you, Dane.
Ahoy, boys. Ahoy, number six.
Hey, ahoy. Good one, Dano.
Dane, what work or hobby do you have that requires excellent chit-chat?
As a job, I'm a physiotherapist,
so quite big on the small talk. And a lot of face-down chat too.
Yeah.
So you'll be good at this. You have practiced. Sorry, your clients are face down. I don't know how you do it, Dane. Maybe you lie down next to them for solidarity.
Very progressive physiotherapist. Yeah.
Obviously, knowing that you'll save your knees and your hips if you lie down too while you treat them.
Well, you're so good. I'll do this no look.
But you're facing a similar thing here, Dane, because you'd be good at chit-chat with no facial cues.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get the eyebrow, you don't get the head nod, you don't get any of the things you get in real life.
Mm.
And that's what you need in Chit Chat Champions. It is a purely audio format. Looking, so I like your chances.
You've obviously probably done a bit of physio and a lot of sports people as well.
Yeah, sport is probably our niche area, yep.
And they are good under clutch situations. So maybe during that kind of chat, he's got a few pointers with regards to being under pressure. Well done, Dane. Connor, Dane is your opponent. Opponent, ahoy to you, Connor.
Hey, how are we going? Hamish Andy and the recording master.
Very good, Connor. Now
I detect a bit of Irish.
I detect an Irish lilt, which puts you genetically
ahead
in the top 1% of talkers globally. Yep.
Like Kenyans running.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you've just got the skills, the gift of the gab, the crack.
Yeah.
Connor, what do you do? What do you do day to day?
I'm a tennis coach.
Again, both physio and coaching, you require the small talk. I'll put it this way.
You're both in situations where it's in your professional interest not to let conversation lag.
Yeah.
It's kind of the onus is on you to keep the chat up.
Yep.
Because you can't just be a coach not chatting.
No.
And you can't be a physio that's decided not to talk.
Okay. We're going to put Connor on hold. Dane, you're up first. You'll both receive the same conversation. Are you ready, Dane?
I am ready.
Good luck.
Oh, good, Ando.
Hey, man.
I was reading an article the other day in a magazine that's saying there's no real reason we eat three meals a day.
Oh, recently I've just gone down to two.
No, I'm a big three-meal man myself. Got to have brekkie lunch dinner.
Why?
I just reckon they're essential. I get too hungry by lunch if I don't have brekkie.
Oh, jeez. One of our better ones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was hoping for not even a chance to giggle at you, which is our favourite part of this.
I mean, it was good. I mean, I will say critically, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the performance, Dane. Critically.
Really? Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. Few missed opportunities for it to be outstanding.
Didn't wow us.
Didn't wow us and didn't kick the conversation that far down the road. Mm. It's an interesting.
I'm hoping for a bomb on the other end.
you've absolutely registered a solid score,
which normally is more than you need.
Yeah. If it was downhill skiing, it's like, okay, you've done one flip. You can be beaten, obviously, for the gold, but if the next guy lands on his head, you've absolutely got it in the can. Okay, good luck, Dane.
Okay, Dane's on hold. Connor, have we got you back, Connor?
Yep. Yeah, here.
You didn't hear any of that, did you?
No, I did not. It's a very long hold.
Yeah, can be nervous on the bench. Good luck, Connor.
Yeah.
And I was reading in a magazine the other day that there's no real reason we have 3 meals a day.
Oh, I've recently gone down to 2.
It's interesting that you go down to 2, Andy. I'd recommend probably a 5. I think Jack would probably be on a 5 meal as well since he's bulking at the moment. But me personally, I always stick with 4. Breakfast in the morning, couple of snacks in the day, and then
things are
going
to dinner. It's a nice, a good recovery, a nice long piece of chat.
Self-analysis, Connor, how'd you feel about it?
Yeah, very, very nervy on the start. Yeah. I feel right there with a personal knowledge, and then... Yeah, I did in at the end. I thought I finished strong,
It was definitely an interesting one because it was attack, Andy, a little bit of like few barbs at Andy, then big barb at Jack, and then just sort of pull back into defence with a nice personal anecdote at the end. But by that stage, the conversation had been going for quite a while.
If it was a swimming race, you missed the start, didn't you? Mm-hmm. But boy, you missed the start.
Everyone else dove in and I was the one already in the pool ready to push off.
Which is strange with everyone. And dived in, and you were already in the pool.
Yeah.
So I thought it was backstroke.
I was ready to go. I
thought it was backstroke.
I would say also, then having missed the start, tried way too hard to make up for it. Yep. It was still both very gallant attempts.
It was good. But it was like watching a swimmer try a few different strokes during the race.
and then you
did sort of come home with freestyle, which is the preferred stroke for speed.
So, Dane, of course, the winner today. Token of no value heads Dane's way. Congratulations, well Dane.
A really good pilot, Connor. That was great. That was good chit. Real top quality chit chat from both.
Absolutely.
Just a nice solid performance there from Dane. Loved it. Thank you, fellas.
Hayme discussed last week, we're going to get Nelson in for his special skill. I'll remind everybody of what it is because we've gone out and done it today. Yep. It was epic.
It really was epic.
He wrote
it. There was a few key elements, wasn't there, to the skill.
He said, I can throw an orange or other similar fruit so close to the roof without it touching the roof that you will go, wow, that was close to the roof.
And the wow bit's the important factor because you're right. In any, think of anything where something's getting close to something but not touching it. Yeah. Like if you're in the classic one is when you're parking at the supermarket, the shopping centre. And you go, and you don't have a car, you have an old car without beep beeps.
Yeah.
And go and have a look at this.
Yeah, go and have a look.
Really close. And everyone walks around the front of the car and they go, wow, that is so close without touching.
That's what we're looking for. Yeah. Within 2.5 centimetres.
You used to say, Andy, sorry, to just back on the car thing, when we were at uni together, you really knew the parameters of your car. That was probably my earliest exposure to special skills. That would have been yours if we listened to this show while we were at uni. I would have written in and gone, you got to test my friend Andy.
Yeah.
He really knows the parameters of his car. He
can drive my Tinder profile if Tinder was invented back then.
He can drive through narrow spots at pace that you wouldn't think... should be driven through, certainly not at the speed he goes through them. And it's an Nissan Pintara, and he really knows the parameters of his car. Yeah. And you would park, often get very, very close to the wall.
Yeah. And people we'd get out
and we'd have a look. Wow. I mean, I'd say wow. You would say normal and walk off. Because you were saying, used to knowing the parameters of your car, but I was still amazed to see a man that did know the parameters to such an extent.
We thank you, Ham. Appreciate that. Lovely, lovely.
Just being honest.
We pick up the action, though, after this wonderful opener with Nelson outside the pub in which we're going to test your skill.
This fruit is made for throwing, so that's just what he'll do. One of these days, Nelson will throw and wow the pants off you.
Nelson, welcome. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for joining us.
Got the oranges in my hand, so I'll give you the elbow.
It's eyes.
Okay, so your eyes lit up when you saw that I was holding three oranges.
Wow. Well, we did say, it said you could throw, you can throw an orange or similar type fruit. Are you pleased that we just went with orange?
No, orange is my strong suit, so.
Makes sense. It's the most spherical of the large round fruits.
Yep.
You could argue that a grape or passion fruit just, in some circumstances, just beats it.
It's also part of the top five fruits.
It's also part of the top five fruits. It's a classic.
Yeah. It is.
And I also feel if we gave you a pear, that's super unfair in case it rotates.
Yeah,
in case the top half rotates around unluckily.
Yep.
That would have been harsh.
So, orange it is. Your eyes are immediately scanning the three oranges I've got in my hands. What are you looking for when you select an item, a fruit to throw as close to the roof as you can without touching it?
We don't want any like dimples or anything because will affect the ball flight.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's got to be very spherical.
Yeah, that's an orange.
But the colour just gets the vibes up.
It's right.
Okay, so it's colour, nice and
colour's rhyme. Like the emotional side of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, these ones still have their stem on them
like
a little
the look
bit.
Of that stem.
This one has more of an innie if we're talking about belly buttons. Yeah. Is that a good thing?
I think definitely.
Because you have to get, what do we say, millimetre-wise to the roof?
Hit that.
That's what we mean.
That would be
like you don't want any protrusions.
No.
You want a perfect sphere.
Within 2.5 centimetres of the roof. That's what you said you can get every time, first time.
And you'll be wowed. I also said that.
We will actually say wow.
I will say
when was the last time you did this this skill?
About like 2 minutes across the road.
All right.
Under the veranda.
So when was the last time you did it before you knew you were going to be on the world stage?
Oh, no, it's a regular thing.
Yeah, parties and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, all the girls love it.
Most of them say wow?
Yeah.
Have you ever got yourself a date or a kiss from the move?
Well, that's the plan today, so.
This is what we're here for.
Yep.
Okay, you got two avenues as a young man. You got maths
this will
or
go
this?
Viral and
and I like maths has filled up, so this is the way we're doing
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Obviously, we can't let him have a practice inside.
The whole skill is, man, as you remember on the show, the whole skill is one look, one throw, two wows. Mm. That's from me and Andy.
Wow.
But you can have an unroofed practice just to get the weight of the orange. So why don't you have a little chuck of it around, see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Remember, this is unroofed, so there should be no pressure. This is purely the man orange, the man fruit connection.
Wow. It's very firm.
Too firm for you.
I like that.
How often do you go to throw one and it falls apart from being too juicy?
As a sighter, then there's a leaf just hanging probably
why don't you just have a crack
and
a leaf?
1.5 metres above you.
That's what I'd be doing.
Gee, that would have been close.
That was close.
Kid can do it.
I mean, I've nearly said he just touched it then when you turned your back, but you're getting the range.
I nearly said wow just from his practice attempts, but I haven't said wow.
What's the biggest crowd you've ever had doing this?
Oh, maybe like 45.
Right, so does everyone have to hush?
Oh, sometimes it gets rowdy.
And it would get rowdy.
Yeah.
Should we hit the arena?
Let's do it. Let's get upstairs. I'm ready to say wow. Right, we're upstairs at the pub. This is
natural arena.
It's our go-to arena. And it does feel like a pub game. It feels like the kind of thing you would do to win a round of drinks for everyone.
Yeah.
Today, the stakes are a lot higher. You are playing for a Hamish and Andy coin, which, as we know, is not pegged to gold or the US dollar. We deliberately pegged the Hamish and Andy coin to Bitcoin.
Yep.
Smart move, as it turns out.
It's flying.
It's working a lot. It's
flying.
Yeah.
This could be a game changer.
Got any BTC?
Not at the moment, but I'm soon about to have.
You're on the brink.
You're
on the brink.
Okay, when you walk into an arena normally, how you feel? Obviously, you'd be sizing up your distance.
Yeah. I usually have a little range finder. And then
I'm going to reveal something for the listeners that we weren't recording for. As we walked upstairs at the pub, we said, now, you know, you're only going to get one shot at this. And illegally, you threw the orange at the roof.
I thought it was secretly doing it. But
and
it
you
out.
Hit the roof.
Yeah.
So I question whether that was a good move or a bad move.
Do you reckon it gave you confidence? Or is it
didn't scream confidence.
Yeah.
But
Well, you found that you could give confidence because you find a range.
You know you can make the distance.
But if you nailed it, do you reckon you would have felt better now or worse?
I think I would have felt better.
Right.
Because sometimes I get on a roll and I'm really in my zone and just bang. People screaming, autographs.
We committed to one go only.
Yep.
If it doesn't touch, we're going to stop and review the tape. We've got a GoPro strapped to the roof. We've got a Hamish and Andy slight beveled ruler that is up there. And we're going to measure out the 2.5 centimetres. So there will be a moment where we all pause and we have to go to a review tape.
Yeah.
But if it's not close enough to do that, I think we'll all just...
We'll know.
Oh, God.
And if you hit the roof, we'll know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Are you ready?
It's a disaster if it hits the roof.
Yeah.
So. Clear your mind.
I'm ready.
Completely relax. This is what you're born to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just a bit of quiet, everyone.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Do you do what you got to do?
Here we go.
No pressure. Got all the time in the world. He's in the roof with some force. Did someone come out of the toilet?
It's the toilet.
Well, you could have called it off. You should have called it off.
I saw the smell was coming.
You should have walked away.
This is not my fault.
Did you say it's not your fault?
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. Not professional of the host.
Huge scenes.
Wow. Also,
a disgrace.
A shame for those single girls out there that were wanting it so bad. We have to give you another go, Nelson.
I guess we've got to give you another go. Just for honour.
The toilet. Walk away.
If it's not right, back off.
Is there a token of no value on the cup?
You'll always get that.
Okay.
You'll always get that.
But
do it well. Mm. You might be looking at two tokens of no value.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. Okay. Trade that for one.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Remember, if conditions aren't right, walk
back. It's
like
a tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't serve.
Walk off, right. Got redemption.
Quite a bit short.
might have just got to the rule.
I think it was about a foot short.
Well,
do you want one more go?
Or do you want one more?
No, he doesn't. You're going to walk away with everything,
all the cash and prizes you've got so far.
I'm done. I'm retiring forever.
Smart move.
I don't have the skill. I'm a failure.
Take what you've already got. It is a token of no value. God gave us a good laugh.
The Simpson guy comes to mind for me.
That's a huge call.
I'd like you to go one more time. If you go for one more to avoid being...
Oh, God.
What you're doing is you're chasing your losses.
So at the moment, here's what you risk. You are now on par with the Simpsons guy. You can either step above him...
On par with the Simpsons guy.
Or you can seep below him. But you
it's just like a worst case scenario.
It's a worst case scenario.
My friend was saying, you don't want to be the Simpsons guy.
No, exactly.
And I'm like, at the pits.
You're in Las Vegas with a friend...
Yeah.
Things are going fine. He's gone for a wee and come back, and your parents' house has been mortgaged.
And you're sitting
at the table.
You've got to run it back.
So my point is, do we want the news saying to be you don't want to be the fruit throwing guy? That's a tough one. Simpsons guy's easier. Or do you want to try and get one? If you're within the ruler, we would say
within the zone of dignity.
I am well above the Simpsons guy if I get it within.
This is to save that.
I'm down for that.
Here we go.
One final throw.
Within the zone of boys. The ruler.
Okay.
We're with you. I think it's the adrenaline.
Is it the adrenaline?
He's thrown it so hard into the roof.
He's put a dent in the roof.
I'm getting all tight.
The people up above will be thinking they're having a party. And people are going, stop it up there.
So I'm officially the Simpsons guy.
You are.
Well, you are. We didn't say wow. Well, we are saying wow.
In a different way.
We are saying wow, not at the... Bring it so close to the roof.
Nelson, thank you so much for putting on the line. So, yes.
Changes.
That's, man, don't be sorry. You've got a token of no value. Yep. We understand it can change a lot when you get to the big arena.
Wow.
Ando, I want to introduce a segment on the show.
Yeah.
It's a niche segment.
Great.
But I think, I would be very confident saying we'd be the only show that has this segment. And we're not scared of niche stuff. I mean, most of the power moves are like, you know, here's one if you work in a shoe shop and someone comes in but they want shoes for their hands or whatever.
Yeah.
So
Pizza Lotto, I would say, would be a niche segment.
Yeah, we should go get back to Pizza Lotto.
Well, yeah, you bought nearly 100 hats for that we're going to give out for you are a Pizza Lotto participant or Pizza Lotto winner.
Yep.
They're all at my house. Bec keeps saying, can you get this huge box of hats out of here?
I have a Pizza Lotto hat. Obviously, took a little taste for myself, a little cream off the top.
But only a participant one.
Only participant. Mm. Don't have the Pizza Lotto winner hat. Mm. But Zoe often says, can I throw this hat out? And I say, no, you don't understand this, but that's the one of the rarest hats in the world. Just people don't know about them yet, but we're going to get to them.
You and I were recently up in Sydney together, and people were asking whether we'd even been out to Pino's Pizzeria.
We haven't.
And we haven't. We should.
We're on to it. This is not that. I'd like to introduce a segment called Shunned by a Russell.
Shunned by a Russell.
So if you've got someone called Russell in your life that's mysteriously shunning you, bring it to us and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Right.
I've got one.
Okay.
Why don't I kick things off? I've built an opener. Yep. Go, Jack.
Not trying to complain, don't want to cause a fuss, but you have been shunned by a Russ.
Oh. Very good. Oh, Russell. Sorry.
Russell. Yeah. So shunned by a Russ.
Yep.
Or shunned by Russell, depending on how close you are with them.
Is it Crow?
Not Crow.
Okay.
I wouldn't be too upset if I'd been shunned by Russell Crowe because I don't feel like I'm on a footing to not be shunned by Russell Crowe.
Is that to be shunned, you mean?
No, I don't feel like it would be unfair if he shunned me.
Yeah, exactly.
If I said I saw Russell Crowe at dinner and I went up and I said, oh, g'day, mate, do you mind if I join you for dessert? And he went piss off. That would be fair.
That seems fair.
That's not really a shunning. That's more just an expected exchange.
So who's the Russell in your life?
Would it be shunned by someone? I think you need to be expecting more of them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It blows me away to say this, and I feel sad bringing this to the group because it doesn't make me look good, and I still maintain there's some sort of problem that's out of this Russell's hands because he's one of my favourite Russells. Mm. It's Russell Howcroft.
Really?
A beloved Russell.
Russell Howcroft.
Beloved by Australia. Now
Jack wouldn't like him.
Huge fan. Why does he?
He's up against Jacko and the breakfast radio wars.
But Jack, you're never going to beat 3AW. So you can't. Yeah.
And of course, he was on Gruen for a long time, and I loved Gruen.
Oh, still, yeah. I mean, he still is on Gruen, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Good. good. 1 year ago, good for him. Good pound move, Jack. Pretending to not know the hugely successful TV show your competitor, who destroys FM in the ratings, is on. 1 year ago, ran into Russell Howcroft flying back. Last time I went overseas, coming back from Los Angeles, was over there for G'day LA.
Yep.
Happened to be in town at the same time, went along to the thing. Wasn't invited, wasn't there for that, but took the free dinner.
Yep.
Flying back. So it would have been January,
late
Jan. Run into Russ at the airport. And there's a bunch of us.
Yep.
We have a great time. Having a few drinks, hang out for a few hours, get on the plane. We're kind of sitting near each other, chatting pretty much flying all the way back. It was LA to Sydney.
Hmm.
Getting off. Oh, sorry. It was LA to Melbourne. Getting off. You know, Russ is talking about these kids I'm listening to his son's music. His son's in a band. Yep. We both go for the Melbourne Footy Club. We're talking about going to the footy.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We exchange numbers. Okay.
Sorry,
correction. He goes, oh, we've got to catch up. We'll make sure we go to the footy.
Yes.
Okay, great. We actually got split up at baggage claim. Never didn't see him again.
Yep.
But we've got mates that have. Yeah, so I text Whipper, our mate who's good friends with Russ. I go, sorry, mate. Just spent, 20 hours with Russ.
Mm.
Can you send me his number? Get the number, threw the message out to Russell within a few days.
Yep.
I didn't get to say goodbye probably, mate. Anyway, let's catch up. Never hear anything back. That's life, right? That's the cut and thrust of life.
That's a shun, though.
That's the initial shun, but it's also could have been jet lagged. It was a few days later.
Okay.
It's not an urgent catch up.
Yep.
Then COVID hit, and once that, not chasing up too many Russells during COVID if you didn't already have, if that Russell wasn't part of your tight orbit.
Yep.
I wasn't going to be throwing out during Melbourne's lockdown,
hey,
when this all ends, remember, we're meant to catch up.
What's good about this as well for anyone who else wants to participate in Shunned by Russell is we're now getting in the level of shunning you need.
It gets worse.
Well, that's the thing. So some people would go, well, that's enough. But are you saying that...
I'm going to be completely open and honest here and go, I was hurt because I really like Russell.
But you didn't feel shunned yet.
I was beginning to feel shame, but I was like, it's just not like him.
Okay.
And he's friends with Zoe.
Yep.
Like he's communicated with Zoe like professionally and through her business go-to and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna harp on too much about this.
Mm.
And then I went, you know what? Whipper is slack. He's giving me the wrong number.
Yep.
So Rebecca, he said, hey, mate, this would have been like maybe a week after I didn't hear back from Russell. So still about a year ago.
You really want to catch him?
Yeah, I was like, I was bugging him. I was like, why hasn't Russell Howcroft written back? Oh, it gets a lot worse.
I mean, he's fun, but like...
It gets worse.
Okay,
it gets worse. So let's not... Before we lay the boot in, I'm bearing my heart here. Okay, so I go, Whipper, send me Russell. You've sent me the wrong number.
Yeah.
Whip goes, no, I haven't. This is his number. Sends me a screenshot of their most recent chat. You know, they've chatted within the last couple of months or something. Yeah. So it's a recent number. I go, fair enough. He didn't want to chat.
Mm.
I get it. We move on. Fast forward to the end of last year, December. Yep. Someone recommends to me, oh, have you watched this documentary on the ABC? There's a great, it's called How Australia Got Its Mojo, a documentary about advertising in the 80s and 90s,
right.
Hosted by Russell Howcroft, okay. Made by Russell. I watched the doco, great doco. I'm in the moment, I go, I'm going to go again. It's a very well-made doc. I think I'll just go again. I went, you know what? So much water's passed under the bridge. And I said, I actually think it was the wrong number. I message Sam, our old producer, who works with Russell, I think, on his podcast. I go, mate, do you have Russell Howcroft's number?
Really? The funny thing is you're never this persistent about anything.
But anything I wanted to tell Russell that he did a great job in this doco. Sam sends me through the contact and I go, great, now I've got it.
Maybe he's detected how eager you are. Back
not from one message.
But you know when girls used to not reply to you back in the day? Like, this is kind
I've changed the game. I'm just saying.
It doesn't sound like it.
I get one... So Sam sends me through the business card. I go, great, this is actually Russell Howcroft's number. I said, hey, I just saw that doco. Awesome. Well done. Just wanted to say that. I hear nothing back. I go, I check the numbers. They're the same number, right? It's the same number. I thought Sam sent me an updated number. It's actually still the same number, the old number. I'm beginning to realize that is Russell Howcroft's number. It's now 0 from 2,
yes.
And that's where I've just let it go. But it's been on my mind over summer to go, because now, unfortunately, I sent that number. I was telling this story behind the scenes at Lego, and the wardrobe makeup people were like having a go at me, going, yep. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yep.
So now, unfortunately, every time I see those people, they're like, have you caught up with Russell Howcroft? And I have to lie, going, yeah, no, we're chatting now. It's good. We're all connected.
Right.
Here's the thing, Ando. Do we continue the... So first of all, if you've been shunned by a Russell, I know how you feel.
Yep. And this
especially
is
one that you admire. That's the most painful part about this.
I want to apologize.
Do you have his number?
I think I've got his number, yes.
Just tell me what it is.
We occasionally play golf together.
Right, well, that's what I'd love to do. Yeah, what does it end in, your one?
Hang on. But let's... Here's what I'd like to put forward as I get before.
Well, I want to try and call him.
Oh.
Because if he's answering a private number and he's not responding to me, I mean, that's...
Great idea. Stand by. But I also wanted to put this out before we get to the number, is I want to apologise to you, Haim, for giggling. And Jack, I think you should do the same because I think it sets a bad precedent.
Oh, yeah. People won't nominate
for people
Shunned by Russell
that want to come in for Shunned by Russell.
Well, I appreciate that, Andy, but
I think our stance.
You wanted to laugh at me, but also and then whitewash it after the event.
Well, I just want to make sure that, everybody
comes forward with their Russell worries.
Mm.
What does yours end in? Because if we've got the same number, I'm just calling right now off my phone and putting him on speaker. I mean, he'll shun me again, but we might as well have the third one live.
545, Ham, is
the... Yeah, that's the number. That's what everyone's given me. Beginning to, there's no, the competing theory that I had the wrong number, I have to let go of
yes.
now. Okay, we're just going to call him.
This is great.
Please be disconnected. Okay, it's a working number.
Hi there, you've called Russell Howcroft. Please send me a text as I do find I can respond.
It sounded like you got donated as well.
It did sound like it went to Message Bank really quickly.
Well,
and he literally says, I prefer text. That's, I'm wonderful on text message. If I have even a scrap of respect for you, I will respond to your text message.
Well, this is not on. And let's just
that's
practice
a
what
triple
we,
shunning.
If someone else joins the segment shunned by Russell, how would we, what's the best way for us to respond to you now, Ham?
I guess it's just a safe space.
Play some piano music and just go, hey, man, we're here
there's
for
other,
you.
I guess there are other people out there.
There are other people.
The last thing you wanted to be recommended another Russell.
Yeah, exactly. Just, there's other people's other names.
Like if I was like, I'm feeling down, I'm going to call Russell Brand.
Yeah.
And he's shouting as well. The last thing you need is to be jumped by two Russells.
Yeah, so I think we'll just practice here, Jacko. Hey, Ham, don't worry about him.
Don't worry about it.
There's plenty of other guys out and girls out there with different names. And like they start with completely different letters as well, so you won't even be reminded
of
Russell.
You can text a million people and they'll text back.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. It's my mind's racing with what's going on. Could someone have? No, I did. I was going to say, could someone have got into his phone and changed my number to something bad?
That could happen.
That's why.
Yeah. I think this is the part where we, Jack, have to.
You
really
have to believe any theory I throw out there. Yeah. Now your job as friends to help me get over this is
just go. That's probably what's happened.
Happened.
Yeah, someone's accidentally put in his phone as don't pick up or something, and it's a number that was close to, So don't worry about it, man.
Yep, you're right. Telemarketer. He's probably putting me under there as telemarketer. So how would we get to him to change that?
How do you feel? A bit better or?
Yeah, I'm actually dragging this on, hoping that in the next few seconds he sends me a text going, sorry, I couldn't talk, mate. I'm in the middle of something. I do want to talk to you. I've been meaning to catch up.
No, it's all over.
That's a hat trick of shuns.
Hey, a little bit of business. We obviously are wearing white shirts or T-shirts at the moment because we're hoping for a new tracksuit to come forth, new show tracksuit for 2021.
We're still blankies.
We got an email from Sportscraft saying that they are the official uniform provider of the Australian Olympic team.
Would I have seen a Sportscraft shop at a mall, or am I thinking of Lincraft?
No,
you're Sports Girl.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't think I've seen the shop. Am I thinking of a cross between Sports Girl and Lincraft?
Oh, I'm thinking Sports Girl. I'm thinking Sports Girl. Was it Sports Craft? Is it
Sports Girl? Won't be making the official Olympic uniforms.
Nothing
against Sports Craft, but no. Sports Craft. Sports Girl's not known for its elite sportswear.
Jacko, have we seen Sportscraft?
They are in Westfields and Myers and stuff.
And they're great.
They are.
And this is the logo. It's pretty much just text.
It's just text. Sportscraft. Maybe they're new.
Well, they don't need to show off because they're obviously very good at what they do.
Yeah. The most surprising thing is from the window shopping, it's not a lot of sporting wear.
Right.
It's more just casual wear.
And they got the gig. They've got the gig for the Olympic tracksuits.
Well, Haim, here's what I... So we went back to them and said, we want official Olympic tracksuits, please, to wear on the show.
We did say that, didn't we? Yeah, and I think we asked for accreditation.
They came back and said, might be able to do that, but there's an embargo on that till May 18.
Sure.
So that's something we're going to contemplate. Do we want to sit?
We can guess what it is. Mm. We could guess and beat them to the punch. And I think one of the obvious things is, you know, putting two and two together, they obviously listened to the show. They would have been aware of your A Whole Lot More Chickens hat, the big foam roast chook.
Yeah, on my
head. So you sort of imagine it's either going to be the Harbour Bridge on someone's head, like, you know, big, like those would be the hats.
But it's sort of
like, we know that the Harbour Bridge will be the hats.
Yep.
What will the tracksuit look like? That's the tough bit.
Here's where there was a bit of lost in communication. I was like, okay, we can work with that. And then they said, great. So how would you like the blazer to look? They're not doing the tracksuits for sporty. They're doing the opening ceremony arrival outfit, which will have the hat.
Sydney
Harbour Bridge. Hat, of course, which is the obvious thing, but they're doing a blazer and slacks and a polo shirt.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
And so they said, but you guys
look like we're a country club in here.
They said, you guys can still do the podcast in a blazer and polo. I was like, no. It's meant to be, thank you, but it's meant to be just a really cool.
Well, I'm going to meet the president after winning the Super Bowl.
It's not meant to be cool. So it's meant to be just relaxed. We're just trying to make the most comfortable outfit ever.
That's why you do tracksuits.
That's why we do tracksuits.
Completely relaxed.
So I had to say to Sportscraft, good luck.
Yeah.
I gave him a wink with regards to the Sydney Harbour hat. I said, you know, you can't tell me, but.
But I think
we
and
all
the
know, good
small luck. Replica Uluru's dangling off instead of corks is a nice touch.
Yes. They then said, look, ASICS
are actually the tracksuit sponsor.
That makes more sense, yes. Doesn't it? Because I was like, why did Sportscraft, the sort of one or two location mall shop, get it over one of the big sporting companies? Like, again, I greatly admire Sportscraft, but now knowing a bit more about the story, I think they would be the first to admit, yes, we're not trying to beat Nike or ASICS.
No,
and you know another country, you know in America, who will be Nike? Yeah. Going, who made your tracksuits? Sportscraft. You mean Lincraft? No, common mistake. Not sports girl either. Not a huge player in the sporting wear field. First go at it, actually. We just thought we'd, you know, COVID and stuff, give a local business a shot.
So we thank and respect Sportscraft for coming forth. But
maximum.
But yeah, it remains open. And if ASIC are listening.
Right, right.
That is something that we would look at the style and see whether it's right for us. But it's still, just to all other tracksuits that thought that Sportscraft had this, they don't have the Hamish and Andy show. They do have the opening ceremony arrival for the Australian Olympic team, which is equally as good
and a huge get to Sportscraft because all eyeballs will be on the team for that. It's probably better than the tracksuit.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the athletes, let's be honest, podium time.
You're not running in the tracksuit jumper ever. You're not really participating in it. It's only during podium.
You'd have to say, of all the brands, Speedo probably gets the most exposure.
Yep.
Because, we do medal heavily in the pool, and we're happy about that. Mm. And you do get the tracksuit on the podium. Mm. But it's really the warm-up stuff.
Yep.
Really whoever's on the bathers, and you'd assume it's Speedo or Adidas or whatever, they're probably the winners out of the Olympics, aren't they?
I would say so.
But anyway. Interesting. All right, we're not doing it in Speedos. We're just saying, that was just a side, side lecture, I guess, on some fun marketing tidbits.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.